Ready to go?
Sure. Yep.
This is your Classic It's Breakfast with Jordan Curtis. And coronavirus has had a lot of impacts on our society as a whole, but what effect has that had on the property market locally? I'm joined this morning by Greg Utting, the director of Blight's Real Estate Whyalla. How are you this morning, Greg?
Good, thanks, Jordan. How are you?
Not too bad, thank you. And so looking at the property market, what big impact has coronavirus had, at least in our patch?
Yeah, in the regions that we work in, so we have offices here in Whyalla, Port Pirie, and on the York Peninsula and regions in between. So we've been really surprised by how strongly the market has performed back in sort of late February, early March. Like everybody else, we were really quite concerned about where things were, we thought, headed. And we've seen that the opposite has been the case. So markets had been continuing to improve for the last 12 months, couple of years or so prior to the COVID environment. But what we've seen since then is the volume of sales has increased significantly over the last 6 months from what we had expected it was going to be. Property values, or so sale prices, are generally still pretty steady, but the volume of sales right around the regions that we work in have been particularly strong. So we consider ourselves very fortunate to be living in regional South Australia, as I think many of other people probably are. Perhaps that's an influence on the volume of properties that have been selling.
Okay, so it's not a case that property prices have dropped, but property sales have increased.
That's right, yeah. So, yeah, values are still pretty steady. They certainly haven't dropped. We've seen some slight increases in some sectors of the market. But volumes are up considerably on the corresponding period. So this time last year. So we're more than pleased and somewhat surprised.
Yeah, I was going to say, that does sound like surprising figures. Do we have any idea of, I guess, what has caused this confidence in house buying?
Yeah, I guess I don't have a clear answer. I guess interest rates are still at record lows, so money is pretty cheap. I think a lot of it might be that people are starting to realise, well, really, what is job security these days? And perhaps it is that people are, you know, out in the regions where we haven't really seen, touch wood, too many cases of COVID-19. So it's just that people are feeling comfortable, confident where they live, the employment that they have, grateful perhaps that we live in a region where we're not all living on top of each other. I can only imagine that it's a mixture of those things. And speaking with property valuers and the like who work through the region, I think they're seeing a little bit of a trend of people, city-based people, who are also looking for country retreats. And so we're seeing a little bit of that around the region as well.
No worries. Well, Greg, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
No worries. Thanks for your time.
There's Greg Utting, the director of Blight's Real Estate Whale, on your Classic It's Breakfast.